Lord is doing many wonderful things amongst us here. We are congregating together virtually online to pray and study His Word. I pray that God will continue to bless us because we have put Him first in everything we do. God bless you. Please share your testimonies here if these messages are blessing you. And don't forget to also share with others. Remain blessed. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful Thursday, and thank you for our gathering. Thank you for the breath in our lungs, the strength in our bodies, and even the grace that met us this morning before our feet even touch the floor. As we open your word and discuss it, open our hearts and let this message not just inform us, but transform us. If anyone amongst us is sick, may your word become a healing balm. Hide me behind the cross and speak your truth. We thank you for this, the confidence that we have in you, that whenever we pray and pray according to your will, you hear us. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
This afternoon I am speaking on the subject that I have titled, Grace That Keeps Giving. Amen.
Amen.
The scripture for our foundation is John chapter 1 verse 16. It says, out of his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. Amen. Out of his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. Lamentations chapter 3 verse 22 to 23. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Now, before we get into it, there is something I want to share. There is a kind of gift that comes in every home. And there are some kind of gifts that comes in a box. Usually, they are wrapped neatly, and sometimes some ribbons on. And there is the kind of gifts that comes wrapped that is called mercy, soaked in love and carried by the hands of God Himself. Amen.
Amen.
Grace is God's bending towards you. Grace is God lifting you where life dropped you dead. Grace is God covering what should have been exposed to you. Grace is God giving strength when your strength is weak. When God say yes, even when life gave you a no, that is grace. Grace is the only gift that keeps giving. Even on the days when you feel like you don't deserve another drop of it. Amen.
Amen.
Before I get into deeper talking about grace that keeps giving, let me say this plainly. Grace always finds you before you find God. Why do I say that? Saul didn't wake up saying, today I will change. No. He was on his way to Damascus to persecute the church. But grace found him on the way. Grace specializes in showing up where you least expect it. Let me tell you a story that might help us to connect the dots. A young man here in Columbus, Ohio, I met him in YMCA. And he told me, "Pastor, I feel like I'm invisible. Nobody even sees me. And I don't think God even sees me too." So he said to me, "Pastor, at one night I decided to end it all because I was going through a lot." According to him, he had tried many times. He's had many suicidal thoughts. But his last attempt to distract himself, he turned on the radio station. And there was a preacher who was on that radio station. And the words came so clear. "Whoever you are not forgotten. God sees you. Grace is coming for you." He said he felt like those words jump out of the radio and grabbed him. He turned off the radio instantly, fell on his knees, and wept so bitterly, as if somebody was beating him. Church, that was grace finding him in the darkest room of his life. I'm not too sure what you are going through. Today, this young man is alive, serving, smiling, and rebuilding himself. Not because life is perfect, but because grace refused to lose him. Church, grace finds you in the hospital room. The quiet depression that failed in marriage. The anxiety you tell no one about. The guilt you carry like luggage. The days when you feel unworthy of love. Grace says, "I know where you are, and I'm coming for you. Come unto me, all of you who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Now, let me tell you what grace does. Grace that lifts us. There's a story in 2 Samuel chapter 9 about a young man called Mephibosheth. He was crippled. He fell because they were trying to protect him. He became crippled. And he had gone to hide because he knew when they hear of him, they will kill him. He thought everybody had forgotten about him. And he was living in a place, the Bible talks about Lo Daba, a place that is barren, a place that you cannot even cultivate anything there. But one day, King David, who happens to be the best friend of this young man, he asks in his palace, "Is there anyone left to whom I can show the kindness of God?" Mephibosheth wasn't looking for the king. It was grace that came looking for him. He was lifted from Lobada to the king's table. It was grace that came looking for him. Some of us know what it feels like to live in emotional Lobada. When you present in the room, you can sit in the midst of people, but absent minded because you are going through your own struggles. When you look healed on the outside, but you are broken inside. When you smile in public but cry in private. When your spirit feels crippled by what happened years ago, grace says to you this afternoon, get up. You still have a seat at the table. Hallelujah. We've been through many things that we are battling in our own lives. But grace is looking for us. And grace is looking for an opportunity to make it right for us. There's a famous quote that comes into my mind. Maya Angelou said one time, "I can be changed by what happens to me, but I refuse to be reduced by it." Grace makes sure life does not reduce you. Amen.
Amen.
Paul prayed three times for a thorn in the flesh in his body. He said, "Lord, the things that I want to do, I cannot do. But the things that I do want is what I do. I don't want this." He prayed three times, "Take away this thorn of flesh in me." But God said each time, "My grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you when you are weak. My grace make it even better." Friend, that teaches us something. Sometimes grace shows up not by changing your situation, but by strengthening you inside, even in that situation that you have seen yourself in. There are many seasons I believe you and I have prayed about things that we want those things to live our lives or get some answers to those things. Sometimes we pray in plain words, "Lord, take this away," and the heavens will respond. "I will walk through it with you." Grace fills your empty places when your joy is low, when your mind is tired, when your spirit feels overwhelmed, when answers even delay, when you feel stretched beyond your limit. Some of us have survived things you never would have thought it would be possible. And we don't even talk about it. But I want to remind you today that that thing that happened to you that you survived, many would have been dead. You survived it because grace was at its peak in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Grace that keeps giving. God's grace is not a one-time deposit. It is a daily supply. "For my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus."
Amen.
Grace keeps giving when we are weak. When people even disappoint us, grace comes in there. When finances are low, grace see us through.
Yes.
Faith sometimes feels weak, but grace show up. We make mistakes, and that mistake can haunt us for a long time, but grace show up and we can smile again. Sometimes our own guilt will whisper some fear into us, but grace shows up and all of a sudden we can smile again. Grace does not pause during your bad days. Grace does not shrink when you make mistakes. Grace does not run away when others run away. Every morning,
amen,
every evening, every afternoon, grace show up. I want to remind you this afternoon, under the sound of my voice, take grace this afternoon. Take it, and say to yourself, "My life will never be the same because of grace. My life will never be the same because of grace." Grace that sends you to the world. We often think grace is just forgiveness. No, grace is not just forgiveness. It's more. Grace reassures us. Grace repositions us. And grace recommissions us. Amen. It reassures us, repositions us, and recommissions us. Beloved, Peter denied Jesus 3 times. Not once, not twice, 3 times. Yet Jesus meets him after the resurrection and he said to him, Peter, feed my sheep. That is grace. Grace didn't sideline him, but grace sent Peter to fulfill the call over his life. Grace is all over us. You may have failed before, but you are not disqualified. Grace says your future is still valid. Grace sends you back into action.
Amen.
Destiny, purpose, calling you into ministry. Be confident and know that grace is ushering you to a new beginning. My final thought to you this afternoon is, friend, stop arguing with grace. You don't earn it. You can't pay for it. You just receive it because it's an undeserved favor that has been done to you. Let grace carry what your strength cannot do. Stop pretending to be strong when you know grace is ready to take the weight from you. I charge you to walk boldly because God is already in your tomorrow. Extend your love to others. For many people are still battling storms, but you will see grace. Grace is pursuing you this afternoon. Grace is fighting for you this afternoon. Grace is whispering and is saying, you are mine. Grace is rewriting your story. For grace is protecting your mind. And grace is healing wounds you don't talk about. Grace is opening doors for you that you don't even see. And grace is preparing blessings you are not even ready for. And grace will keep giving long after strength fails and long after your feelings even fade. Amen.
Amen.
I want us to go before the Lord and just thank God for the grace that is available for us. Commit yourself into the hands of a living God and thank God for the opportunity of hearing his word about grace. Pray that your life will never be the same because of his grace. Shall we pray? Father and our God, thank you for grace that pursues us and that lifts us. But Lord, please fill us. Direct our imaginations, Lord, and let this grace cover every weakness, heal every wound, and strengthen every hurt this week. Teach us to walk in grace, share the grace, and trust in the grace the more. We ask this in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We thank God again for the opportunity given us to hear his word. Is anyone amongst us who has a prayer topic that he wants us to join in praying for?
Yes, Pastor, I do.
Sure.
This is Monica.
Hi.
And if you could pray for, hello.
Yeah.
If you could pray for one of my dear friends, Nancy Minor. He has stage 4 COPD.
Jesus Christ. Shall we all join our hearts together as we lift our dear sister Nancy before the throne of grace? Spirit of a living God, we just spoke about grace. And we send grace into our dear sister's life, that which the doctors cannot find a cure. You have a cure. Therefore, Spirit of a living God, begin to minister even from the crown of the head, of our dear sister, even now, in the name of Jesus. Father, we proclaim total healing from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. And we say, Lord, let your name be glorified. We thank you, Lord, for this is the confidence that we have in you, that whenever we pray and pray according to your will, you hear us. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
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 Thank you, Pastor.
You're welcome. Anyone else?
Hi, Pastor. Thank you for that wonderful message of grace.
Amen.
Grace abounds, that's for sure.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen.
My parents, which is today, my mom and my stepdad, they disappeared. They were in the hospital about a week ago. I went to visit them. Now I have not been able to find them. I put out a police report yesterday. So I'm a son, so I'm just praying. I see everyone to pray with me that God will restore along their lives and that I'll be able to see them very soon. And same thing for my son, restoration of family and, you know, restoring of our souls and our health.
Amen. Shall we pray together? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that which the eye cannot behold, grace can go that direction. We are bringing before you the parents of our dear sister Danae. Wherever they are, Lord, Spirit of a living God, please bring them home. Help us to be able to identify where they are. And if they need any help, Lord, may your grace find them and meet every need of theirs, even now, in the name of Jesus. And Lord,
yes,
we pray that you grant our sister the peace that passeth all understanding. And know that because we have prayed, you will answer and you will direct us. Let your name alone be glorified, because you have always been faithful whenever we ask you anything. Lord, please do this for us, that we have a cause to say the Lord has done it again. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
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 Thank you, Pastor.
You're welcome.
We're grateful for you.
Yes, we'll keep on praying. Yes, yes, yes. And please update us if anything happens. Go and live in that grace, because grace is sending us to be a fulfiller. Shall we receive the benediction? Now unto you is able to do far more exceedingly, abundantly, and above that which we can think or dream of. May your presence go before us and work your best for us. We thank you, and we ask this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Take care now. Bye-bye.
In a world craving compassion and unity, a new ministry rises, an oasis of hope and inspiration. Introducing DRO Ministries, a nonprofit organization dedicated to serving communities and fostering spiritual growth. Through diverse initiatives, DRO Ministries empowers individuals, addresses core needs, and promotes compassion and unity. Together, we can make a difference, uniting hearts, spreading love, and building a better world.